Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, planning with confidence for success in life and career. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Someone recently shared this wisdom with me. The best way to prepare for the future is to be all in today. I recall discovering a truth that transformed my outlook on life and career. Planning, account plans, and five-year plans dominated my thinking early in my career. During the 28th year of my life and career journey, this truth came to me in my readings on planning for success. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Proverbs 16:3. Over the following days, months, and years, I began to apply this principle to everything concerning my life and career. I am amazed that changes began to occur in my thinking, planning, and preparation. First, I became aware of the essential qualities of character and trust in the life of a leader. How we think influences our outlook on life and career. Commitment. I discovered that if I planned to succeed, I needed to look at my motives for what I planned for and the outcomes I desired. I shifted my thinking about how much I could give. Service became my motivation. Then my planning took a giant leap forward to having a vision. If God was for me, who could stand against me? So I began envisioning more wondrous works. Now, I encourage you, my friend, to have a vision for your life and career. Vision and faith enable you to see a more significant daily impact and purpose for your life. Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Without vision, I could not focus, couldn't reach my goals, and couldn't follow my God-given dream. Now, I observe this outcome of committing our plans to the Lord and living by faith daily. Here are three steps to planning for success in life and career. Pray. My first step was to try and see mindset. I applied the promise of God to everyone who trusts Him. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Obey. My second step was to listen in prayer and obey the steps shown me. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Proverbs 16:9. Be flexible and follow step by step as He leads. Patience. Planning is like farming. We take an action with an expected outcome. The farmers plant because they believe in the harvest. Since my November 14, 1998 journal entry, I've witnessed results in my life, colleagues, family, and friends. Our vision comes from the overflow of a committed heart focusing on God. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Matthew 6:33. Believe it. Trust providence to work on your behalf as you pray, obey, and with patience live by faith daily. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful. Proverbs 16:20. Take time, my friend, and get alone with pen and paper. Write your vision. Make it plain so the one who reads it can confidently run the race before them. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much, my friends.